If you were told that you could come and see Jesus, what would you ask Him? Or what would you talk about? As we get closer to Holy Week, let us ramp up our desire to come, to become even closer to Jesus, to seek out that invitation, to meet, to know, to live, and to share Jesus. In the first reading, the prophet Jeremiah lived some 600 years before Christ. And he was asked by God to go to on a mission. And this mission was a mission of mercy. The mission was to go out and to warn the people, God's people, that they were living on the edge of a catastrophe. And we know what happened. They didn't listen. And the invasion of the Babylonians came upon them. There were centuries of idolatry, social injustice, even human sacrifice. This affected the moral fibers of God's people. Jeremiah tried to tell them to turn from their evil ways and to start following God's ways. They didn't listen to Jeremiah or the other prophets. Today, I feel that the people are the same as the Israelites were, struggling with what's in this world and God's ways, what is in heaven. Even through all of their unfaithfulness, God never stopped loving them. And He hasn't stopped loving us today. He knows who we are. He has given us chance after chance to change. But that's not where we need to stop. We need to keep fighting for that love. Turning away from who we are today and to being more Christ-like following that. At the times that we need that help is to look upon the grace that God offers us each and every day so that we can turn from our ways and be better. God promised them a new covenant. He promises us that new covenant. God sent His only Son, Jesus, and He said these words, new covenant, when He gave the cup of His blood at the Last Supper to His disciples. Each time we come to Mass, we renew that covenant with Jesus. We are given opportunity after opportunity to turn away and to turn back to God. As we move into the gospel, Jesus answers His disciples with these words, which seems to be a little odd. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. I reflected on that, and I asked Jesus, what part of this do you want me to understand, and what do you want me to tell the congregation? Jesus asked me to focus on what dies, but not to stop there, to go with what comes from what dies and where we're going with it, which will produce much fruit. Then I remember Jesus said, the hour has come. To see is to understand. The Greeks wanted to see Jesus, and Jesus wanted all of them, including the disciples, to know who He is. Jesus is saying that through His death, this death will be like a seed that is planted. Let's think about what happens when a seed is planted. It dies so it can spring to life in a plant. In this plant can produce many more of the seed that it was. Becoming more fruitful, becoming more fruitful through Jesus' death and resurrection has formed the beginning of the Christian community at that time. And that Christian community still stands. Where many people will be filled with His Spirit, His love, and His obedience to the Father. But not to forget His love for us. This death will bear much fruit and save those who believe in Him. God is calling us to turn from our sinful ways to His ways, but to help those who see death as an end of everything. Those that are struggling with knowing who Jesus is, how they are missing the very important teaching that Jesus' own death has become very fruitful in its source of life and salvation for not just us, but for all of His people, for all of our brothers and sisters. It is for those who believe in Him and follow Him. But it is for those who we seek out to help and to gather with God, with Jesus, to enter the kingdom of heaven together. If you were told that you could come and see Jesus, what would you ask Him? Or what would you talk about? I have a challenge for you today. For each of you to look within your heart, your soul. See what you need to do to gather Jesus into your heart. Cleanse what you need to cleanse. Jesus came and through His death gives us this church. And in this church, we have the sacraments. These sacraments are for us to help us, to guide us, to give us the grace we need to be right with God. Next week we'll have at Christ the Good Shepherd a penance service in the morning and in the afternoon. A good time to look within, to see what we need to clean out of our hearts and our souls, to be able to turn to God, to be able to give Him the glory for all that He has done for us. Amen.